in the world is going on, and what are we to make of it? Well, good morning and welcome to Real Truth for Today. I'm your host, Pastor Jeff Shreve, the pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas. Well, I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend. You know, things tend to kind of slow down in our lives at holiday time, and they did for me. And Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday were just great days to relax and to be with family. I hope you had a wonderful time with family and friends, and I hope you were in church yesterday worshiping the Lord for His goodness and His grace. Well, you know, here on American Family Radio, Thursday and Friday are typically days where we're playing the best of. And so lots has happened in the world since Wednesday. And so I just wanted to cover some of the things. What in the world? What is going on in the world? Now, if you've been keeping up, I keep up with the news and keep up a lot on Twitter with what is going on. And the big news is the protests in China over the COVID lockdowns and over just the stranglehold of their government, totalitarianism. The people have had enough, and there are protests taking place all over China. I was in China just a few years ago, and a beautiful country, wonderful people, but a terrible, terrible government. And here are some of the protests, and this is bold and this is courageous. The people that are protesting: step down Xi Jinping, step down Communist Party, don't want dictatorship, want democracy, we want freedom, democracy, rule of law. Now you see these people marching and calling for Xi Jinping, the leader of the Communist Party in China, to step down. Well, he's probably not going to do that. And one of the things that you notice about communism is it doesn't like dissenting voices. And so you start to stand up and say enough of this, and they will come at you hard. As one man said, you know, you admire these people for standing up, for reaching their breaking point, but you know that China is going to come down hard on them, and you're going to look at people going to prison at best or being killed at the worst. And that's kind of how they handle things. When Bishop E.W. Jackson was at First Baptist Texarkana a few weeks ago, he said this: you can vote yourself into communism, as so many in our country want to do. Oh, democratic socialism, which is another word for communism. That's the ticket. That's what elevates everybody. That's what is the utopia. He said, you can vote your, is such a lie. He said, you can vote yourself into communism, but you'll have to shoot yourself out of it. That you can't vote yourself out of it. Once those people get power, they don't give up the power, and you have no power, and they take away your guns and your ability to fight and defend yourself and to overthrow the totalitarian regime, and makes it very, very difficult. And so pray for those people in China. They're dear folks, and many Christians in China, and the gospel is spreading there, because the gospel always does well in persecution. It doesn't do well in prosperity. And so America has had a lot of prosperity, and we don't see the gospel doing well when people have everything. It's when people are in the tough times in life, that's when they look up. You just think about it in your own life. God is not the passion of your life primarily when everything is going well. That's not when you're really crying out to God, when everything is going well. It's when things are tough, when things are hard, that's when you seek Him. And the Lord says, and you'll seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. So we have that going on in China. We have, if you've been keeping up with Canada, that is a nation that is off the rails. They are promoting now a couple of different things I saw in the news. One of the things they said, this is the College of Physicians and Surgeons in Ottawa, Canada, suggested to physicians in Canada that people who refuse to get vaccinated, take the mRNA vaccine and say, no, I don't want that, that they should be put on psychiatric medication, that they have some kind of psychiatric mental problem that would cause them to say no to the vaccine. Well, that is just unbelievable, because people that have said no to the vaccine are saying no to the dangers of the vaccine, myocarditis and strokes and the things that we've been seeing, sudden adult death syndrome that we've been seeing. And so that is something that they're pushing in Canada, along with, not surprising, it is surprising, but it's not surprising given their direction, but now they're promoting euthanasia. They say, for the mentally ill, we need to just put them out of their misery. For the older crowd that are just a drain on our society, we need to put them out of their misery. And, that's just the next step. So if you say, well, a baby in the womb, we can kill that baby because, you know, after all, it's not a full grown person yet. It's not a viable person outside of the womb, and so we can kill them at any time. It used to be from 0 to 3 months, and now it's up till birth, and now it's even after birth. If the mother, that's a serious choice between a mother and her doctor whether or not to brutally murder their child. That is a sick, twisted line of thinking. But if you go that route, that you can kill people in the womb and kill people soon out of the womb, it's just a small step to say, hey, older people who are a drain, who have no quality of life, if we can kill them in the womb, surely we can kill them in the ward, in the mental ward, or in the hospital ward, in old age facilities, things like that. So that's going on in Canada. And you say, good grief, what is the world coming to? Well, the world is coming to a crisis point. And the Bible makes that clear. How about in America? What's going on in America? Well, Chick-fil-A and Hobby Lobby are trending on Twitter. I didn't know that. I looked it up this morning and, what's going on with them? Well, Chick-fil-A had a strong Christian founder, Truett Cathy, strong Christian foundation in that company, just as Hobby Lobby with the Green family, strong Christian morals and ethics and belief system embedded into those two companies, and the wildly successful companies. Well, I saw this one tweet from a lady who has 148,000 followers. I don't want to mention her name, but she said this: if you shop at Hobby Lobby or Chick-fil-A, you don't support women's rights or LGBTQ rights. You're a sexist and a bigot. How amazing is that? If you shop at Hobby Lobby, that's what you are. You didn't know that, but she has opened our eyes to the fact that, I didn't know I was a sexist and a bigot because I like a Chick-fil-A sandwich and because I like to get craft things and stuff like that at Hobby Lobby. Well, Hobby Lobby is not a store I like to go to just because I'm not interested in those things, but my wife sure likes it, and so do many, many, many other people. And, if you come out and you have biblical values, then you're obviously against women and against LGBTQ rights. Well, if you're a Bible believer, you're against abortion, because abortion is the brutal murder of the unborn. So that is just a given. And I have no way to comprehend how a Christian can do mental gymnastics to vote for a pro-abortion candidate when they know abortion is murder, and say, I just equate it with other things. There is nothing that equates to that. Nothing. There's nobody. Somebody told me, they said, well, you know, you're strong on abortion, but I believe that we should be strong on life after the womb. And you see these school shootings and I like what the other side has to say about taking away guns and those kinds of things. And I said to this guy, I said, he was a pastor. I said, well, who on the right is for school shootings? Nobody is for school shootings. We might have different views on how to curtail school shootings, but nobody's for school shootings, whereas people on the left are for the brutal dismemberment of the unborn. So big, big difference. Hey, we are being attacked. If you hold to biblical values, you are being attacked. You're called a sexist and a bigot simply by eating at Chick-fil-A and shopping at Hobby Lobby. And then I ran across this quote yesterday from Janet Mefford, my friend Janet Mefford, who is very smart and has a good pulse on what's going on in Christendom in America. She said this: the church growth movement killed expository preaching, denigrated Christian worship, elevated the celebrity pastor, and taught generations of cash cows to leave their Bibles and brains at home and just enjoy the show. That is insightful and painful. Because when the church growth movement came out and everything was just blowing up at Saddleback Church and people were coming to Rick Warren's purpose-driven life conferences, purpose-driven church conferences, I went to that in 1997. And, you know, it's like, this is how you do church and this is how you reach people. And he just had so many stories of reaching people that you got caught up in that. And what is in the aftermath of that? Well, you know, even Willow Creek, they came back and said, hey, what we did for 25 years or however long it was when they did this retroactive study and study of their history, they said we got it wrong. And obviously Willow Creek has gotten a lot wrong, and there was a lot wrong in the leadership. But here's the thing. When you get away from preaching God's word, when you get away from Christian worship, the church, what is the purpose of church? The purpose of church is not evangelism. The purpose of church is to equip the saints and to grow the saints and to worship God. And we have people today who say, you know, church needs to be a place where lost people just feel so comfortable because lost people were so comfortable with Jesus. That's not the purpose of church. The purpose of church is worship, and the purpose of church is to lift up the name of Jesus, and the purpose of church is to train up disciples, and it's not to just have an evangelistic service and talk to lost people Sunday after Sunday after Sunday for the whole time. I'm not talking about making it abhorrent to a lost person. We offer salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, Jesus said, for I'm gentle and humble in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. We always give an invitation Sunday after Sunday after Sunday at First Baptist Texarkana for people to come to the Savior. But here's what we don't do. We don't say it's fine to live in sin, that the Lord doesn't care about your sin. He does. And you can't get right with God holding on to sin. You have to repent. Turn from sin. Change your mind about sin, self, and the Savior. Turn from sin, repent, and put your faith and trust in Jesus. Well, you're listening to Real Truth for Today, and I'm your host, Pastor Jeff Shreve. We're talking about what is going on in the world. And that gave you a little bit of a feel of what is right now taking place in our world. But when I come back after the break, we're going to talk about what are we to make of it. And then in the third segment, we will be taking your calls at 888-589-8840. Hey, it's easy to get concerned and afraid if we're not viewing the events of the world through the lens of Scripture. God has a lot to say about what is going on in the world, and we're going to talk about that when we come back from the break. Don't go away.
Persecuted Christians in China, they're beaten, jailed, and threatened with death, and they need your help today. This is Bible League International, and just outside of Beijing, 12-year-old Ming became a believer after learning English as a second language through a program from Bible League because the Bible is the source of the reading assignments. Ming would lead her father, Dai Ku, a Confucianist to Christ, but her bitter atheist mother has turned them in for attending a house church near their home. We're not sure what's going to happen to these two, but they remain faithful in worship, and they're praying for Bibles because in their church of 200, there's only about 3 Bibles. Many are known to stay after the service to write down some scriptures just to have something to take into their week. And 50-year-old Katsu, beaten and jailed many times as a pastor, he led his atheist interrogator to Christ. Together, they've seen thousands come to Christ. They need Bibles in China. So in this season of giving, will you remember the persecuted church in China and around the world at $5 a Bible, $100 sends 20? Call 800-YES-WORD, 800-YES-WORD, or give at sendbiblesnow.org. Send Bibles Now.
So Hannah, she's just one of the women who did struggle with infertility in the Bible.
Hannah's Heart with Ann Cockrell and Kendra White.
Hannah took her pain to God, and God heard her and was with her.
Hannah's Heart helps couples process infertility and miscarriage through a biblical lens. Join us Saturday afternoon at 5 Central on American Family Radio. Find the podcast at afr.net.
Do you feel like you're in control of your finances, or is it more like the other way around?
No.
Sometimes all it takes is a little help and encouragement, and we've got just the thing. It's MoneyWise with Rob West. Every weekday morning from 9 to 10 Central, Rob and his money-savvy friends and colleagues help you stay in control of your finances. And it's not from the world's perspective, but from God's. Don't miss MoneyWise with Rob West every weekday morning from 9 to 10 Central, right here on AFR.
The changing of the guard at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery. Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of American Family Association and American Family Radio. Hey, on our spiritual heritage tours in June and September of 2023, we're going to be going to the Arlington National Cemetery as one of our stops. And we'll be seeing the gravesite of John F. Kennedy. We'll be going to the changing of the guard at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier that I just mentioned, which is just a very patriotic place to be in those hallowed grounds of Arlington National Cemetery. So it's going to be just one of our stops and one of our days. We're going to see the Capitol building. We're going all over Washington, D.C., including Mount Vernon, George Washington's home. So if you want to go with us, then go to the website spiritualheritagetours.com. Spiritualheritagetours.com. The itinerary, the cost, the dates, everything is there. Spiritualheritagetours.com.
Welcome back to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. We're talking about what is going on in the world and what are we to make of it. What does the Bible have to say about all the turmoil taking place in our world today? Well, the world has always been filled with turmoil because it is a fallen world and sinners have trouble getting along with other sinners. And so this idea of strife and conflict has been part of the world since the fall of Adam and Eve. You don't have to go far in the book of Genesis before you find conflict between brothers, Cain and Abel, as Cain kills his brother Abel in Genesis chapter 4, right after the fall of Genesis chapter 3. But what are we to make of the things going on that we see? Because if you're not careful, it's real easy to get jaded. It's real easy to get cynical. It's real easy to get fearful. It's real easy to say, hey, I want to go live in some remote part of the world and hide in a bunker as things start to, you know, unravel and fall apart. Here's what the Lord says. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. This is Paul's last epistle before he gets his head cut off for his faith in Christ. But realize this, that in the last days, difficult times will come. In the last days. What are the last days? The last days covers a period of time between Christ's ascension into heaven and Christ's return to the earth. And in the last days, difficult times will come. Now, the Apostle Paul lived in the last days. He died in the mid to late 60s A.D. In the first century. And here we are in 2022, getting ready to enter in just in another month or so, getting ready to enter into the year 2023. We're living in the last days. He lived in the last days. Now, if he lived in the last days, we're living in the last of the last days. That's what I believe. I believe the Lord is coming soon. The coming of the Lord is near. But he says this, in these last days, you're going to see difficult times. Difficult times will come. Difficult times are here. The word for difficult means fierce and perilous and hard to bear and violent. We live in an upside-down world where we call evil good and good evil. It is something else. It is a Isaiah 5:20 world. Woe to those, the Bible says, woe to those who call evil good and good evil. That's what we see happening, especially in our media, in the mainstream news media. They call evil good and good evil. They call drag queen story hour good, and people that decry drag queen story hour evil. Oh, you're inciting violence against the trans community or whatever. Drag queen story hour is sickening. It's degrading. It's depravity on display, and any normal, clear-thinking person can see that. You know, the things that we as conservative Christians call out the left on, we're just saying, hey, the emperor has no clothes. It is obvious when you talk about the trans issue. It is obvious. It's a scientific fact that a man is a man is a man, and a woman is a woman is a woman. If you are born XY in your chromosomal makeup, you are a male, and that can never change. I don't care if you put on a dress. I don't care if you have surgery. I don't care if you take hormone drugs. You can never change the fact that your chromosomal makeup is male, assigned to you at conception by your creator, God. XX can never become anything other than XX. XY can never become anything other than XY. And so if you want to know your pronouns go, they reflect your chromosomal makeup. And if your chromosomal makeup is XY, your pronouns are he and him, you are a male. And the sooner you embrace the person God made you to be, the better for you. Hey, if you constantly fight God in something so basic as your gender, you're going to have serious trouble the rest of your life. So difficult times will come. And then it says this, for men will be lovers of self. It's all about me. We live in such a narcissistic society. People are lovers of self. There's me, 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 me. They're lovers of self. And then it says lovers of money. Now, Paul said in 1 Timothy chapter 6 that the love of money is a root of all sorts of evil, and some by longing for it have wandered away from the faith and have pierced themselves with many a pang. Many griefs come from the love of money. Hey, in the last days, what do we see? Men lovers of self, men lovers of money. And then it says that they are boastful. They love to just talk about themselves and say how great they are. They're boastful. They are arrogant. Those really go together. To be a prideful, boasting person and to be an arrogant person. That word arrogant literally means showing oneself above others. I am better than you, that kind of attitude. They're revilers. That means they're blasphemous, speaking blasphemous things against God. Disobedient to parents. They don't obey their parents. They don't honor their parents. They don't do what their parents say to do. There's no fear of God, and there's no fear of parents. And so that describes the last days, the difficult times, the person that is of the world in the difficult times, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, thankless. We did a whole program Wednesday before Thanksgiving about being grateful. And we said that in that program, one of the big sins of Lucifer, the star of the morning, son of the dawn, was not only pride, but ingratitude. He had the top spot of all the angels, and it wasn't enough for him. He said, I will make myself like the Most High God. Ungrateful, unholy. That just goes without saying, almost unholy. There's just wickedness in the last days, and the holiness of God, as the Lord said, you shall be holy, for I am holy. They want nothing to do with that. They're unloving. Unloving. That word is literally means astorgos, without natural affection, without family affection, hard-hearted, unsociable. That describes the men and humanity in the last days, in these difficult, violent, hard times, fierce times. Irreconcilable, unwilling to make a treaty is what that word means. And, you know, we have people today that want us to reconcile with the world. We just need to get along. Christians just need to get along with the world. Hey, we're called as Christians to be a witness to this world. We're not called to be obnoxious to the world, but just our presence as we walk in the truth, as we speak the truth in love, as we shine for Christ. Men love the darkness, Jesus said, rather than the light, for their deeds are evil. They don't like you to shine light on their evil deeds. And so this idea of being irreconcilable, you're never going to have that treaty with the world. We are in conflict with the world, the flesh, and the devil. And so it's sad when you see people in positions of leadership in churches and in evangelicalism saying, you know, let's build bridges with the world and all that. And I get some of that to a certain extent, but you're never going to have a treaty with the world. What fellowship has light with darkness and Christ with the devil? None. And so our message doesn't resonate as far as finding common ground with the world, because the world doesn't want to follow Christ. So they're going to be irreconcilable. Malicious gossips, what is that? The word is diabolos, from which we get devil. That's a slanderer. That's a false accuser. And that's what we have in the last days, without self-control. Literally, what that means is incontinent. Now, don't think of it in terms of, an older person may be incontinent. A baby is incontinent, can't control any of their bodily functions. It means you can't control yourself, and so you just say whatever is on your mind, and there's no filter and there's no control of anything, and you just start blasting people. We have lots of people on social media. They have no self-control. They're just loaded for bear, and they're shooting at everybody. They don't necessarily need to know them. They're just ripping at them. Because they're without self-control. They're brutal. That's the next word, brutal. And that word means savage, fierce, ferocious, haters of good. Not just people that don't like good, they're haters of good. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil. They just hate good, and they hate the truth. Hey, truth is hate to those who hate the truth. As the old saying goes, they're treacherous. What does that mean? That means they're betrayers. They are traitors. They will give you into the hands of the enemy, as Judas delivered Jesus, betrayed the Son of Man with a kiss. Reckless, rash, falling headlong. They don't think things through. My wife and I watched a documentary on the comedian Chris Farley. And one of the things that came out about Chris Farley was he was just out of control. He was addicted to drugs and alcohol, but he was very reckless and rash in how he conducted his life. It's very sad. He's such a talented guy, such a funny guy, but a guy with a big hole in his heart, no doubt. And it was sad to see his life just unravel and just self-destruct. Well, they're reckless. They're conceited, puffed up, demented with conceit and with pride. They're blinded by pride. They're lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. You know, it says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 that men didn't receive the love of the truth so as to be saved, but they took pleasure in wickedness. They said, basically, in effect, I'd rather have my sin than God's Son. Lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding to a form of godliness, although they have denied its power. Oh, they have the external, look of Christianity. You know, the person that's pro-abortion and pro-homosexual and pro-this and all these other things that God hates, but they're going to go to church and they're going to, we're praying and we're doing this. Baloney. They hold to a form of godliness, although they have denied its power. Where does the power come? The power comes from the Lord, from the Spirit of the Lord. And when you're at odds with the Spirit of the Lord, and you don't want the God of the Bible, you're not going to have the power of the God of the Bible. See, men want a God that they can form and fashion in their own image. God, the Bible says that God made us in his image, but we want to make God in our image. And we want God to be who we want him to be. God is not who you want him to be. God is who he is. And the Lord God, compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness and truth, who keeps loving kindness for thousands, who forgives iniquity, transgression, and sin, yet he will by no means leave the guilty unpunished. God hates sin, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children and on the grandchildren to the third and fourth generations. Exodus chapter 34, verses 6 and 7. That's who God is. So they hold to a form of godliness, although they have denied its power. And Paul says to Timothy, avoid such men as these. For among them are those who enter into households and captivate weak women, weighed down with sins, led on by various impulses, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. How is that? How can you always be learning and you can't ever come to the knowledge of the truth? It's because of this. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It's the beginning of knowledge. And when you throw out the fear of the Lord, you're never going to be able to understand, to have wisdom, to have knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the first button on the shirt. If you get the first button on the shirt wrong, then the whole shirt is wrong. And you can never make it right. The fear of the Lord is the foundation for everything. But they've rejected the fear of the Lord, and they have denied the power that comes from God when you recognize who he is and who you are. He's the master and you're the servant. And they are learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. They profess to be wise, but they have become fools. Well, you're listening to Real Truth for Today, and I'm your host, Pastor Jeff Shreve. We're talking about what in the world is going on and what are we to make of it. I'd love to take your calls when we come back from the break, 888-589-8840. Hey, the world is falling apart at the seams because we've rejected God and we're in freefall mode, Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through 32. But here's the good news for a Christian. The Lord is with us, and the Lord is our leader and our refuge and strength, the very present help in trouble. Hey, give me a call and let's talk about this important subject. What is going on in the world and what are we to make of it? 888-589-8840. I'll take your calls right after the break.
When you hear this,
this is American Family News.
You know what follows is the truth. Your news from a Christian perspective.
Hundreds of teachers are going to have to walk into that school building and they are forced to swallow political ideology that in many cases violates their very faith and conscience.
If you miss it at the top of the hour, American Family News podcasts are available at afn.net and sign up for our daily news brief at afn.net.
Forget about Facebook.
The last 10 days we've been banned twice, and is unbanning a word?
They put us under the ban. Christians and conservatives
don't need you, YouTube.
Banned one day, banned again.
AFR programs are now live streaming on the AFA streaming app. Now you can get shows like Today's Issues straight from the source.
Put back on the next.
Just say unbanned.
Unbanned.
Just search AFA streaming or visit streaming.afa.net to sign up.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
The credit card debt happened when my daughter was born. I was using one credit card account to roll over into another credit card account, and it was snowballing.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-788-1813.
When I first called Trinity, the representative understood the need based on the situation. They were great people to work with. From the first phone call that I made, they had me on a track to mitigate the credit card debt.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
Working with Trinity gave me the ability to save thousands of dollars. My name's Doug, and thanks to Trinity, I'm debt-free for keeps.
Call Trinity at 1-800-788-1813. That's 1-800-788-1813.
Director of the AFA Foundation, Riley Wildman.
I've traveled a lot. I've met with people from all over the country.
Riley has served as the director of the AFA Foundation for over a decade.
The most rewarding thing about my job is that we get to build relationships through our donors and our supporters and get to have that personal relationship with them.
Contact the AFA Foundation today to learn how you can shore up permanent income for your retirement years while supporting the culture-transforming work of the American Family Association. A charitable gift annuity benefits you and helps ensure the AFA will impact America for generations to come. Call 800-326-4543, extension 345. That's 800-326-4543, extension 345. The AFA Foundation, the Financial Stewardship Division of the American Family Association.
Welcome back to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. We've been talking about what in the world is going on, or what is going on in the world, and what are we to make of it? We know that in the last days, the Lord makes it clear, difficult times will come. Fierce times, hard times, dangerous times, violent times. And as much as we don't like those times, we know that the Lord says they're coming, and the Lord says, just open your eyes. They're here now. Paul lived in difficult times because the last days covers a long period of time from the time of Christ's ascension into heaven after the cross and the resurrection till his return at the Battle of Armageddon in Revelation chapter 19. And it's just going to get in the last days, and especially the last of the last days, it's going to get more and more intense. When you get into the tribulation period, it is so intense. Jesus said, unless those days had been cut short, everyone would die. That's how intense it is. Well, I'd love to take your calls. The number to call is 888-589-8840, 888-589-8840. We've been talking in the first segment. We talked about just the things taking place in the world. and the China protests and the things in Canada that are just shocking and horrible about euthanasia and about calling those who have reservations about the COVID vaccine that they have some kind of mental problem and need to be on psychiatric drugs. That's the school for physicians and surgeons of Ottawa saying that, making that, not mandating it, but making that suggestion to physicians that perhaps those people have mental problems. We've been talking about Hobby Lobby and Chick-fil-A and people, again, the left, so upset with Hobby Lobby and Chick-fil-A. Why? Because they're pro-life and pro-biblical values, and that puts them at odds with LGBTQ rights, with women's rights. Right to do what? Right to murder their unborn baby. And so they don't like the stand that Chick-fil-A takes and Hobby Lobby takes. And they don't like churches that take strong stands either. And so we're experiencing all of that. And we're experiencing things in our churches that are, as Janet Mefford said, the bitter fruit of the church growth movement, when we kind of threw out all the safeguards of the Word of God, and we just said, well, we just want to reach people. We, as one church said, we'll go so far right up to the edge of sin to reach people for Christ. And obviously that was a little bit of a joke, but it's kind of like, well, you know, if you make your church seem like a nightclub environment, is that, well, you may get people to want to come, but are you pleasing to the Lord? Is that what church is supposed to be? As John MacArthur has said, and so true, you know, if you offer people health, wealth, and prosperity, you're preaching the devil's gospel. That's what the devil offers people. That's what the devil, when he tempted Jesus, what did he tempt him with? He tempted him with, eat bread. He command these stones to become bread and satisfy your physical desires. And all the kingdoms of this world have been given to me. I'll give them to you if you'll just bow down and worship me. And he offers those things, health and wealth and prosperity and the boastful pride of life. Jump down from the temple and do a couple of backflips. And doesn't the scripture say he'll give his angels charge concerning you, lest you dash your foot against a stone? And so you can have all these things from the world. Well, that's not the message of the gospel. The Lord doesn't promise those things to us in this life. He promises in the world to come joys unspeakable and blessings that our minds can't even comprehend. What eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has even entered into the heart of man, all that God has prepared for those who love him. Paul said, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed to us. Momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison." You know, this idea that you can have it all in this life, the Christian life is just about having it all. Well, that's not the way it was for Jesus. Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Well, when they crucified Jesus, what did he have? Not much, just the clothes on his back. And so this idea that, hey, follow Jesus and all your problems will go away and you'll have health and wealth and prosperity and, you know, you just have enough faith and you can get anything you want from God, just name it and claim it. All that stuff is a lie. Paul told Timothy, suffer hardship with me as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. Paul spent years of his life incarcerated for the gospel. All of the disciples, save John, died, were martyred for their faith. All who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. You just mark it down. The world is going to hate us. the world system, the whole world, the Bible says in 1 John chapter 5, the whole world lies in the lap and in the power of the evil one, and there's no reconciliation with the evil one. He just comes to steal and kill and destroy. So that's the world we're living in, and the assignment from the Lord is to be a witness to this world until he takes us home. And that's what we are to do, to be faithful. It is required of stewards that a man be found faithful. Faithful to the Lord, faithful to his call. Well, we have Carl on the line from Texas. Carl, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Yes, sir. You're preaching the truth. That's what the devil tried to tempt the Lord with, and health, wealth, prosperity, the whole works. Promised him the whole earth, you know, but of course the Lord has control of that. But you're preaching the truth, and if you keep preaching that, you might help set some people free, sir.
Well, thank you, Carl. I appreciate that. What part of Texas do you live in?
I live in Palestine. It's about 45 miles south of Tyler.
Yeah, not too far from Texarkana.
No, sir. My sister lives 35 miles from Texarkana.
Yeah. Well, good.
She lives over in Sims.
I've been to Sims. I've preached in Sims before. So that's it's a small place.
Yes, sir, it is. But you're doing a good job. All I can say is keep it up, and the Lord bless you.
Thank you, Carl. I appreciate that so much. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in and for encouraging me, and God bless you, my friend. Just as Carl said, the devil's gospel that he tries to snooker people with is that, hey, you know, Christianity's just all, it's all about you, and what God can do for you, and how God wants to bless you. And, you know, it's subtle, because Christianity, I mean, the Lord came to save. And he came to save not just the world, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, but God so loved me. And so there is a sense, Paul says in Galatians 2:20, I've been crucified with Christ, and it's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and delivered himself up for me. And so there this subtle twist that it's all about me. Well, the Lord does love you, and he does love me, but it's not about us. It's all about him. That's why Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing, nothing. And the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth that he may strongly support those whose heart is completely his. You know, you may be listening and think, you know, I don't have a lot to offer. I'm not gifted to sing or to teach or to preach. I'm, you know, like Moses, I'm tongue-tied. I'm, you know, I can't speak. I don't have a lot of money to give. I just don't have a lot of gifts or talents and abilities. Listen, here's what God is looking for. He's not looking for gifts and talents and abilities. He's looking for those whose heart is completely his. Now that opens up the playing field to every single person. If you want your heart to be completely his, you can pray to that end. You can pray and ask God, God, give me a heart for you. Give me a passion for you that far exceeds my passion for everything else. And Christianity is all about heart. When you just strip everything away, it's all about heart. It's all about a love relationship with the Lord. God loves you. We love because he first loved us. God loves you, and he loves you with all his heart. He loves you so much that he sent his son to die on the cross for you. God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Like what Henry Blackaby said years and years ago, when God proved his love for you, he didn't do it in your life. He did it outside of your life. He showed you on a hill called Calvary 2,000 years ago how much he loved you. See, we kind of do snapshots with the Lord. We do snapshots of our life, and we say, well, when things are going good, God loves me. When things aren't going good in my life, God must not love me. Hey, the love of God is not proved by how things are going in your life moment to moment. The love of God is shown on a hill called Calvary, and where Jesus stretched out his arms and died for you because he loves you. And Christianity is about a love relationship, and man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. 1 Samuel chapter 16. Samuel wanted to anoint Eliab, Jesse's oldest son, to be king. He said, "Surely the Lord's anointed is before me." And the Lord said, "No, not this one. Don't look at the outward appearance, the height of his stature. For man looks at the outward, but the Lord looks at the heart." And it wasn't Eliab or Shammah or any of David's brothers. It was David. Young David, little shepherd boy David, probably 12, 13-year-old David. Jesse didn't even bring him to the feast. That was God's man. And here's the great encouraging news. God noticed David as a young boy because David had a heart for God. David spent time as he was shepherding his father's sheep. He spent time with the Lord. And he wrote in Psalm 8, "When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have ordained, what is man that you take thought of him, or the son of man that you care for him? Yet you have made him a little lower than God, and you crown him with glory and majesty." David would spend time looking up into the heavens. He'd spend time talking to the Lord. He'd just marinate in God's presence. He had such a heart for the Lord. Do you have a heart for the Lord? The eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth, that he may strongly support those whose heart is completely his. If you will say, "God, by your mercy, by your grace, and by your power, make me a person like that. I want to love you with all my heart. Lord, I don't have the things that other people have, but I don't have to have that for you to use me. All I have to have is a heart for you." And when you have a heart for God, God will use you in great ways. Something Damon Shook, my pastor, said to me years ago in a sermon. He didn't say it just to me, but God has no favorites, but he does have intimates. And he's intimate with those whose heart is completely his. He strongly supports those whose heart is completely his. That's a challenge for you and for me to know, especially in these last days, that God will use us in great ways when we keep our heart right with him, our hearts sensitive and tender. What does he say to the church in Ephesus? "You've left your first love. You're doing all good things, but I have this against you, that you have left your first love. You've wandered away. You've drifted away. You don't love me like you used to. Repent and do the deeds you did at first, or else I'm coming quickly and will remove your lampstand from you unless you repent." Hey, do you need to repent? Do you need to ask God to do some fresh work in your heart? Are the things of this world, do they have your eyes drifting from the Lord? We're to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Well, thank you for joining me today on Real Truth for Today. And I am your host, Pastor Jeff Shreve, the pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas, and the founder of From His Heart Ministries. Love for you to tune in tonight at 6 p.m. Central Time for From His Heart Ministries. We're every weeknight at 6 Central on American Family Radio. Hey, go out today, shine for Christ, and share what great things the Lord has done for you, and God will use you as his witness. God bless.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.